Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I'd like to come and talk to you about how, when it comes to forgiveness, the Lord is God and not man. I'm going to read to you from Hosea chapter 11, verses 8 and 9, which reads like this. How can I give you up, Ephraim? How can I hand you over, Israel? How can I make you like Adma? How can I set you like Zebulim? My heart churns within me. My sympathy is stirred. I will not execute the fierceness of my anger. I will not again destroy Ephraim, for I am God and not man, the Holy One in your midst, and I will not come with terror. Hosea saw the dark clouds of judgment on the horizon for Israel. Even so, God took no pleasure in the chastening about to come upon his people. Instead, God said, "My sympathy is stirred." He looked upon the tragedy about to come upon Israel, and even though they deserved it, he still asked, "How can I give you up, Ephraim?" Without God, man is in the same place. We are in sin and guilty before God, yet he says, "How can I give you up?" Justice demands that God do this. Yet in his heart, he must find a way of salvation. And in this, God sent Jesus Christ. And on the cross, Jesus was given up in our place. It was as if God was distraught over the destruction to come. He didn't relish the thought of Israel becoming like Adma and Zeboim, which were two cities near Sodom and Gomorrah that were also destroyed. God said, "I can't bear to allow my people to be caught up in the destruction that will come upon all the nations as Adma and Zebulun were caught up in the destruction that came upon Sodom and Gomorrah." In the midst of this impending destruction, God made a solemn promise. He said, "I will not again destroy Ephraim." Though their sin deserved it, God would not wipe out Israel. He would leave a remnant, and he would restore the nation. This promise of restoration proved something God said about himself, that when it comes to forgiveness and restoration, God said, "I am God and not man." The long-suffering, forgiveness, and compassion of the Lord towards his people seems unbelievable until we recognize that he is not man, but God. His love and forgiveness are of a completely different order. There are many differences between God and man in the matter of forgiveness. Man cannot hold back his anger very long, but God does. Man cannot bear with others when he's tired, stressed, or annoyed, but God is long-suffering. Man will not reconcile if the person who offended him is a person of bad character, but Jesus Christ died for the ungodly. Man is often only willing to be reconciled if the offending party craves forgiveness and makes the first move. But God makes the first move to us. Man is often only willing to be reconciled if the offending party will never again do the wrong thing. But God reconciles, knowing we may sin in the same area again. Man, when he does reconcile, does not lift the former offender to a place of high status and partnership, but God adopts us and makes us his co-workers. Man, when he's wronged, does not bear all the penalty for the wrong done. But on the cross, Jesus Christ bore all the guilt that our sin deserved. Man, when he attempts reconciliation, will not continue if he's rejected, but God keeps offering forgiveness even when we first reject it. Man will not restore an offender without a period of probation, but God requires no probationary period. Man will not love, adopt, honor, and associate with the one who's wronged him, but God makes us his sons and daughters. Man will not trust someone who has formerly wronged him, but God lifts us up to heavenly places to reign with him. What often passes for forgiveness among men is nothing like the amazing forgiveness of God. We should be thankful for this and make our forgiveness to others more like the amazing forgiveness that God has given us. So friends, let's receive this amazing forgiveness, and then as God works in us, be instruments of forgiveness to other people. Let's do that in the name of Jesus and do it today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.